Begin my talk this morning by reading one of Shinran's wasan. This wasan is found in this book, Higan, Compassionate Vow. It's also originally a Japanese version called Higan. This is a memoir written by Mrs. Shinobu Matsuura, one of the pioneer Issei Bomori, or wives of a minister. And I'll be talking a little bit about Mrs. Matsuura this morning. But I wanted to begin by sharing this wasan that she includes in her book. So I invite you to join me in Gassho. Gassho.
Chou se no higan kiki shi yori, ware ra wa shouji no bombu kawa. Uro no eshin wa kawaranedo, kokoro wa jodo ni asobu nari.
Since we heard the unparalleled compassionate vow, we are perhaps no more ordinary mortals going through birth and death. While this finite body of defilements may be the same, the mind is already playing in the Pure Land.
Naman davits, naman davits, naman davits, naman davits, naman
davits. So once again, welcome all of you for our senior gathering this morning. Minasan yokoso, senior gathering no sanka de gozaimasu. So this month, on the 16th, of this month, the Sunday, third Sunday of this month, we'll be observing our Buddhist Women's Association annual memorial service. We're also remembering Eshini, Shinran Shonin's wife, Kakushini, their daughter, and two of their, sort of one of their descendants, Lady Takeko Kujo, as well as Lady Yoshiko Otani, who was the wife of the grandfather of the current, so the grandmother of our current Gomonshu. And so this is a month when we celebrate and remember our Buddhist women. And so in that spirit, this month I'm wearing my wagesa that I got from the Canada World Buddhist Women's Convention. You may notice it's a little different. I usually wear a San Mateo wagesa, but for this month I'm getting some use out of this beautiful Canada wagesa, so I invite you to take a closer look at it later. And I'm also focusing my Dharma talks this month on important Buddhist women in our tradition, because one of the wonderful things about Jodo Shinshu is that we celebrate and we have a long history and heritage of women playing important leadership roles in our Sangha and really being teachers in the Dharma. で、今月は、仏教婦人会の、追悼法要、絵師に、隠しに、かけこくじょ様、大谷よしこ様、いろいろな、仏教婦人を忍ぶ、お参りが、今度の10月の16日ありますので、今月テーマとして、仏教の婦人をとって、ご法話をさせていただいています。So I've been, rereading this memoir of, Mrs. Matsuura, and been very much inspired by her life, and rereading it now. This was one of the first books that I read about the Buddhist churches of America. I picked it up at Powell's bookstore in Portland, and when I got it, I opened it up in Portland. It said Berkeley Sangha Junior YBA Library. So it had somehow made its way from the library to Powell's bookstore, but I purchased it and enjoyed reading it. But now, having more perspective, having some knowing some of more of the history and being familiar with some of the places that are described in this memoir, I find it all the more meaningful, particularly because much of it takes place in Guadalupe on the central coast of California, a place that I had the opportunity to serve as a supervising minister for about 11 months in 2011.
してこの、Matsuura さんの、忍様の、こういういろいろな思い出が書いてあるんですけど、それはたくさん、ガダルペというところ、カリフォルニアの、サンルイスオビスポの近くですね、サンタマリアの。
近くの、まあ、カリフォルニアの海岸の真ん中にあるところ、私はそれ11ヶ月、こういう担当の開講師としてご縁をいただいて、そのところは非常に馴染みがある、これを読んで、面白いと思います。And I was particularly inspired by the story of how she wound up.In this small farming town on the coast of California. She was the daughter of a minister, temple family in Japan. And her family, of course, knew many other ministers. And so she, I think, imagined that you know, she would perhaps one day marry a minister and live in a temple, probably imagining that she would be in Japan.そして、まあ、こう、しのぶ様は、まあ、お寺の娘ですね。ですから、まあ、通常は、どこかのお寺の住職と結婚して、棒守となるですね、日本のお寺で。However, it said that, during, in the early, 1900s, there was a visit to, around 1917, 1916, around there, there was a visit to Guadalupe by a Reverend Gyosei Asakura, and sort of important lady from Kyoto, Madam Wariko Kai, and they were traveling to raise funds and promote the building of a Buddhist women's university in Kyoto, what is now the Kyoto Women's College, the Kyoto Joshidai. So they were working to kind of do some fundraising, and so they were traveling all over Hawaii, all over the United States, visiting every temple.そして、その1900の、まあ、17年ぐらいに、こう朝倉行政先生と甲斐和理子さんが京都女子大の作るためのお金とかを集まるためにいろいろのハワイと北米海峡区を回ってたそうですね。And so they went to Guadalupe at the time. That was one of the largest actual communities of Japanese Americans there. It's one of the oldest temples. There was already an established community there. So they went to visit Guadalupe and they found the young minister, Reverend Matsuura, was there living a bachelor life.And the story is that Mrs. Kai, she's a very proper lady, but she had no sense of, what would you say, no shyness, no endo. And so she just walked right into the kitchen to see, you know, how this guy was eating. How was this guy feeding himself?そしてこのカイさんが、まあ、こう独身の男性はどういうふうに生活をしていると気になって、まあ、遠慮なく台所に入って。So she looked on the stove and she saw there was a big pot.Of rice. そして大きな鍋があるんですね、お米の鍋。And that it was burned black. そしてもう真っ黒に焦げた。そうですね。And she saw that it looked like he had just burned the pot and was just picking out the white part from the middle to eat. そしてその、まあ、真ん中の白いところだけを取って食べるんですね。And so she returned with a resolution. Not only was she going to establish a university for women in Kyoto, she was going to find a wife.For this minister. そして日本に帰ったら大学を立つとともにこのかわいそうな独身の男性に奥さんを見つけて帰るというんですね。So then she you know, went through their family connections and was approached, Mrs. Matsuura was approached, you know, would you be willing to, you know, be this man's husband? And so it's kind of like sort of a picture bride for ministers, right? で、まあ、写真結婚のようなものですね。お見合い。ですね、and so, so she agreed, having really no idea of what life in America was like. そしてアメリカの生活はもう全然わからなかったでしょうね。And so growing up in a temple family in Japan, her life would have been quite comfortable. まあ日本のお寺の娘さんはまあ割と楽な生活でしょうね。So, you know, the relatively established within the community, and, you know, would receive the support of the members, and so probably, you know, a familiar life knew what to expect. そして、まあ、お寺の、娘さんとして、日本のお寺に入ったら、もう大体どんなような生活は想像がつくですね。However, coming here to the United States at that time, she describes, and she's very diplomatic about it, but she says, you know, it's hard to describe for people who live today, hard for them to imagine what life was like in that community for the Japanese Americans at that time, the Japanese immigrants at that time. そして、まあ、今の現代人はその時の日本の移民はの生活はどんなに苦しかったか、どんなに大変だったか、想像はなかなかつけないというんですね。So at that time, most of the Japanese immigrants lived in kind of makeshift camps out in the middle of the fields in the agricultural areas. そして、まあ、多くの日本の移民がこういう農場の、広い農場の中の、まあ、キャンプ生活みたいなことをしてたんですね。まあ、テントがあって、それで暮らしてたんですね。Living in tents and so forth.And so, when there was difficulty struck the community, there was a real sense of turning to the temple for support.
そしてなんか困難があったときにすぐにお寺に寄り所とする。お寺の方に行くんですね。
And particularly when it came to caring for children.
そして特に子供の方はお寺に。なんかあるときにお寺に子供を扱うことが習慣だったそうですね。
And so it's said that shortly in 1918, right after the end of the First World War, very shortly during Mrs. Matsuda's first year there, there was a Spanish flu. Spanish flu struck the community, and it just spread throughout all aspects of society, all races.All social status, everyone from high to low, and everyone in between was affected by this very serious illness. You know, even now we encourage people to get their flu shots, and we have modern medicine, but back then, you know, influenza was a major, major disease, and it still, you know, still spreads very quickly, but it was life-threatening.
そして、インフルエンザが流行って、1918年に、こう、インフルエンザが流行って、で、非常に危機な時にあって。
And so they would begin to quarantine people who are infected, even from their own children. And so there were cases where both parents would be infected, and the children would then be brought to the temple.
そして、親二人ともが病気になったら、風邪になったら、インフルエンザになったら、子供がお寺に連れてきて預かったことがあったんですね。
And so it's said that Mrs. Matsuura describes how she was just a newlywed, no experience caring for children, and yet she found herself having to take care of all of these kids whose parents had fallen ill.
そして、まあ、この新婚の、まあ、嫁さんは子供の世話をする経験もなく、急にたくさんの子供の面倒を見ないといけないんですね。
And she describes one case in particular,where a very, very young child, newborn baby, had to be brought to the temple to be cared for.
そして、こう赤ちゃんが、もう生まれたばかりの赤ちゃんがお寺に扱ってきたんですね。
And the child was very weak to begin with, and then separated from its parents, Mrs. Matsuura did all she could to care for it, trying to, with a deep resolution in her heart, that I'm going to nurse this baby back to health,and going to return it healthy to its parents.
そしてこの赤ちゃんを、まあ、その扱った時はあまり元気なかったけど、一生懸命看病して、一生懸命世話をして、元気な赤ちゃんを親に返そうとするんですね。
However, unfortunately, just a day before, the parents had recovered and were able to come to...receive their baby, the child passed away.
しかしもう、もうほぼ一日、親が元気になって帰ってくる一日前にこの赤ちゃんが病気で亡くなった。そうですね。
And the thing that I found most moving about this story was the attitude and the response of the parents when they came to receive...the body, the remains of their child.
そして親がこの、まあ、迎えに来る時の態度は本当に私が読んだら感動しました。
So I wanted to share with you the words that Mrs. Matsuura records here in her memoir.
そして Matsuura さんのこういうふうに記憶を書くんですね。
She says, The couple mourned. He was not meant to live. But in his short life,He was fortunate to have died in the temple, looked after by the minister and his wife. We are certain he is embraced by the Buddha now.
で、こういうふうに親が言いますね。どうせ助からない子でした。短い命でありましたが、先生方に見守られて、お寺で亡くなったのですから、かえって幸せでした。きっと今は仏様に抱かれていますでしょうと夫人がご夫妻が泣き崩れたと書いてありますね。
So this is, I think, a really inspiring record of the lives that were lived by those who came before, who made our lives possible here, and who made it possible for us to encounter the Dharma here. 2016 in San Mateo.
まあこういう記憶が私たちがこういう方々がいらっしゃったおかげで今日本日2016年ほぼ100年以降はこういうお念仏御仏の御教えに出会われたことができますね。
So almost 100 years later this 念仏 still survives and I believe it survives because the peopleFor whom it was established here in this country, really felt that this was the thing that sustained them in their most difficult, most challenging times.
まあ、最も苦しい、最も大変な時に、何が支えとなるのか。お念仏、仏様の御教え、お寺という存在がお支えだったですね。
For these people, it was the 念仏, the teachings of the Buddha, and the temple that sustained them.And I think that now is a time for us in this age to also look to the temple. Think about what are the difficulties that we face in our lives and that are faced by our community, and how can the temple and the Buddha continue to provide us with the guidance, turning our minds to the great compassion of Amida Buddha. How can we find this truth that we are fellow travelers and be inspired to live peacefully and harmony and harmoniously together?
まあ、私たち今現代人としてこういうお寺は私たちも困ることがあって私たちの社会にはいろいろな問題があってその時にどうやってお寺に仏様の御教えに耳を傾いて念仏をいただきながら仏様の大慈悲の中に生きながらどうやって生かしていけることはこの歴史からまた考え直すことができると思います。
So, in conclusion, I invite you to join me in Gassho and let us together reflect on how those who have come before make it possible for us to enjoy the Nembutsu and enjoy our community here this morning. Please join me in Gassho.
Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.